the whole sort of niche job markets and the niche boards, you know, is of interest really. So I just really wanted to get perhaps a little bit of your view on, you know, whether the market has changed again into more of that community side, or the best way to, you know, to perhaps get going with something and test it, I suppose.
Gotcha. Well, you know, I think there's two ways to look at a job board today. You know, a lot of guys have domain names that they basically are keyword rich and they basically want to monetize. Mm-hmm. And then some people have the idea of sort of, you know, building an actual business around a job related property. So those are sort of the two schools of thought these days, I think. It really depends on what you want to do. I'm talking to a company now that has like 100 different domain names around various niches, and they're thinking about it more as you know, a way to monetize those domain names, as opposed to you know, building a business around them.
Yeah.
But if I were starting a job board today and I had a single domain name to work with, I'd basically start a community and then add jobs to it.
Right, yeah.
I think a community is a more valuable web property in the long run if you ever want to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can add value to the site with a community, you know, with whatever it is, blogs, community profiles, you know, getting people involved in the site, it's just going to help you in the long run to build that business. And it just makes your, it makes the overall property more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have done things like, I think you mentioned, do you know the software called Ning.com?
Yeah, I've looked at that. Yeah.
So I've done stuff with that in the past where basically I've taken that, I actually, the actual website was, the main URL was on Ning. And then I added the job board piece to the side of it. So on a subdomain, you know, jobs.domainname.com was the job board portion. And I used the Ning portion to really build community, build content, and, you know, make the site sticky and keep people coming to it day after day. And then once you start doing that, you'll start to get the job listings. A good example of this is, I started a site a couple years ago called jobsandsocialmedia.com.
Yeah.
And it was built on the Ning platform. And then we just plugged in Simply Hired's Jobomatic product on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
And I sold it a couple, like a year later, for a few grand. I hadn't really spent a whole lot of time on it, but it's something that I think is, it made the site more valuable to a potential buyer.
It's
definitely something I would think about doing if I were you, if you just had one site to work with.
Mm. Yeah. So I think I'd rather try to build something rather than just, I suppose if you just have loads of domain names, you're just trying to get the AdWords on it, are you? Or the companies to try and buy job postings, are you? So how do you get seen, I suppose, amongst the crowd? That's the challenge, isn't it?
Right.
With multiple sort of, you've got multiple domains out there.
Yeah.
You're not focusing on one, are you, and pushing it forward?
Yeah, I mean, I have my own, you know, 30-plus job boards today. I'm actually selling my local ones. The sale of which should take place in about 2 weeks, actually. So, but after that, I'll still have a bunch of niche ones. Most of which are, you know, most of them are basically just trying to monetize. I'm not planning on putting a community into them just because I don't have time. That's the other sort of factor of it. If you don't have time to actually build a community, then don't try it. Just try and monetize the job board in other ways. To me, when you're monetizing a job board, there are basically three or four things you can do to make money. One is job postings, obviously.
Yeah.
Two is AdSense. Three is backfill revenue. So if you're going to pre-populate it with stuff from Simply Hired or Indeed.com, then you know, it's a little bit of extra revenue. You know, other things like, you know, banner ads or stuff like that you could do as well.
Yeah. How do you get those going though? I mean, in terms of like the backfill revenue, like banner ads. I mean, do you just link in with sort of Google AdSense and people put banners there, or how does that work?
To me, I start with AdSense. It's cheap. I mean, it's easy to do. It's basically, as long as you can drive traffic to your site, it's free money. Mm-hmm. People will click on them. And it just saves you the hassle of having to go out and actually manage a banner ad network and things like that.
Yeah.
So you can start small, you know, and that's the easiest way to monetize your site quickly and you know, with very little input from yourself. Basically just put the code up there and drive traffic to your site and forget about it. And the clicks add up over time. You can go a little more, you know, if you're starting out new, you're not going to have traffic right away. So AdSense is definitely probably the way you should go. After a year or so, when you have actually real traffic, then you start thinking about putting some kind of, you know, banner ad network in place. There's stuff like adbutler.com, which has like an online interface where you can manage all your ads and things like that. AdSense to me is just a simple, easy way to monetize any site.
I suppose that's the key, isn't it? I mean, it's driving the revenue. So, you know, if you set a job board up and it can sit there all nice and pretty, can't it? But then nobody actually knows it's there. Nobody goes there, do they? Getting that initial traction, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, and you know, getting that initial traction really, to me, the first year is critical for a new job board. You really have to pay a lot of attention to content.
Mm-hmm.
You got to blog a lot. You got to get people using it. I would concentrate the first year on basically just building up content, which then you could use to direct to your job board portion.
Right.
So I would focus really on getting users onto the site, getting them to create a profile, upload a resume, whatever it is, and add content yourself or ask them to add content, and make that the focal point of your mission the first year.
Yeah. So what would the content be then? Things like articles or blogs or?
Yeah. Any and all things. With Ning, you can. There's a blog section. Obviously, there's a forum. You can add videos. There's a whole bunch of tools you can use, RSS feeds. There's a whole bunch of things you can do with a site like Ning to add content.
Yeah.
I've done stuff like basically. So I started a site called greenjobspider.com a couple of years ago, and has a Ning blog on it in the Ning area. And what I did to get content was it was all about, you know, green jobs and solar and things like that.
Yeah.
So I basically went out and went on LinkedIn and I found like people who worked in the solar industry or the green industry. And I basically sent them a questionnaire with 5 questions to answer. How'd you get your job in the industry? What do you recommend for someone who wants to work in the industry? And I took that content and I just published it word for word. So I sent them 5 questions and they came back with a full page of text and I published it.
Right.
I said, here's how you get a job in the solar industry from this person. I got their picture and I put it up as a blog post.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good content if you do stuff like that. Then you can also write about the industry. You can write about salaries around the industry. All kinds of things you can talk about. You could hire career coaches to write stuff. It really depends on the time and money that you have.
Yeah.
And this is the most, time intensive part of the site and your resources. You're going to have to spend a little bit of money you can get a lot of stuff for free, if you do it yourself. And that's what I did. You can also hire people to write articles for you. And that's the easiest, cheapest way to start.
To get recognized when people search on things, you keep popping up and they go visit your site.
Right.
Et cetera, as they start.
And you have to write about whatever niche you're targeting.
Yeah.
That's critical. And you have to use those keywords. You have to do some keyword research too. So whatever niche you're talking about, go into Google's ad keyword tool. Search on your niche and see what people are searching on and then use those keywords as the title of your blog posts. And that helps to drive traffic to, the niche you're targeting.
Yeah, okay. And with the, in terms of sort of the, if you set a community up, it's sort of the, there's lots of different job boards out there, aren't there, or technology platforms? I mean, which ones are you seeing as a sort of the best ones to use at the moment, or the ones that are perhaps the easiest to use? Because I'm not a technical guy, I'm not a coder or anything like that. So do you need those skills, or do you get around with those skills?
It really depends. Now, do you have like a web guy you could go to actually set something like this up?
Yeah, I've got a web guy, yeah.
Okay. So in that case, you know, there's a variety of software you could use. I only try to recommend five or six of sort of what I consider the most mainstream, reliable providers.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a ton of software out there, as you said. The problem is that the vast majority of those are tiny little companies who you never know will be around a year from now.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So you could go and try one of them, but just be aware that, you know, they may not be able to support you after a certain amount of time, and they may not just be proven enough, you know, because they're just another one of the group. So mm-hmm. I usually recommend for – there's a few ways to go here. If you want to go cheap and easy and basic to sort of get your feet wet,
yeah,
and just prove your model – you can use Job-O-Matic, jobomatic.com, which is simply Hired's job board software product. And the reason to go with that is just basically it's free.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to create. It takes literally 20 minutes to set up a site. And you can plug it into, you know, Ning and things like that as well. Now, that piece of software is very stripped down. It literally is just a job posting service. All you can do mm-hmm. as an employer is post the job. All you can do as a job seeker is search for jobs. That's it. There's no login. Right. There's no registrations. There's no resumes upload. That's all you can do as the job seeker or employer. Post the job or search for jobs.
Right, okay.
And that's sort of the basic bare bones piece of software out there.
Yeah, that's real basic, isn't it? Yeah.
And I have a lot of those sites myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of Job-O-Matic, especially for just monetizing a domain name.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect for that. Okay, you can customize it if you need to through their API, which I've done, which is pretty cool. So if you take a look at a site like parttimehires.com, which I just launched, that's a customized site based off their API, and it's literally just job postings and search jobs. So
did you go around this, through the same sort of process and of blogging or not? Or how does that get recognized?
I'm planning on doing some of that with that site after I sold my companies. But I launched it as sort of a way to try to tap into the search engine traffic for like part-time jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to pick up a little bit of traction there. Not a lot. I take a long-term approach with sites like Job-O-Matic, and I'm just going to let it sit there and let it bake in the Google search engine for a couple of years, and after a certain amount of time, it should have some decent traffic, especially if I start adding content to it, which I plan on doing. Mm.
Okay. And then you just charge what out per employee to post on that, really?
Yes. Now, the caveat with Job-O-Matic is that it's a 50-50 revenue split. So right. When you get a job posting, they take 50%, you earn 50%. Plus you get to earn money on the backfill clicks.
Yeah. How does that work, the backfill click?
So when you pre-populate your site with whatever keyword or location, Simply Hired fills in the listings through their mm-hmm. database. And when someone clicks on one of those listings, it takes them away from your site to whatever site it's on, and you earn 5, 6, 7 cents per click.
Right, okay.
So kind of just like AdSense, basically.
Yeah.
It's AdSense for jobs.
Yeah, I understand, yeah. Okay, and then you get, obviously, that then builds up the brand and the people going to it, and then gradually from there, you hopefully get employees posting directly on your site.
Yeah, and because it's basically, when it's pre-populated with Simply Hired, I kind of position the site itself as a job search engine, because it's pulling from a variety of different sources anyway.
Yeah.
So that's how I kind of position it.
Okay.
Now, if you want to upgrade from that, there is a bunch of more sites stuff you could use. You could start out with something like WebScribble's WebJobs, which is a piece of software that you buy. I think it's about $800 or so.
Yeah.
And you give that to your webmaster, and he puts it on your server, and it's all money, it's all revenue you earn. It's 100%. I think you have to plug it in with a credit card processor on the back end. But you can also pre-populate it with Indeed or Simply Hired as well, just by putting in your publisher ID if you want to backfill it. And that's sort of your own hosted version of a piece of Jobware software that you can buy and put on your own server. If you want to go the hosted route where it's hosted on another server and you just pay a monthly cost, you can get things like Job Mount or Smart Job Board. And those will run you a certain amount of dollars each month. I don't have the prices offhand. But I know there is also a setup cost involved with those guys. So something like a couple $1,000s, depending on your design. I did a site a couple years ago with Job Mount, and they charged me, it was a little more customized, so they charged me like $5,000 to set it up. And then it's just a monthly cost after that. $50 or $100, they might have varying prices, but that's sort of, you know, they basically have this pretty nice software package with all the bells and whistles, and you basically pay for setting it up and for them hosting it.
So I mean, I suppose, like you say, with the Job-O-Matic one, you, it gives you a chance to get the a feel. I mean, if you use Job-O-Matic, can you upgrade to, you know, you take your domain and sort of then go into, say, like a Job Mount or Smart Job?
Right, and that's the idea for using that. You know, really, you can basically upgrade whatever you want. It saves all the, you know, all the employer data who post jobs, so you can have all that at your disposal.
Yeah.
You know, they give you a back-end interface to look up all your stats and everything. So you can save all that data, basically. It makes you, it lets you upgrade any time. And
you can integrate that Job-O-Matic. You integrate that into, like, a Ning, or there's a couple of them out there, isn't there?
So you set it up. You can set it up a couple ways. You can make the Job-O-Matic portion, you know, the main part of the site. When you type in www.yourdomainname.com, it goes right to the Job-O-Matic portion. Or you can set it up as a subdomain off of the main site. So if you had Ning in place on your regular domain name, you just set up a subdomain, jobs.whatever.com, careers.whatever.com, as the Job-O-Matic portion. And then you just have a link on your homepage that says jobs or whatever. And when you click that, it goes to the subdomain where Job-O-Matic lives.
With that Ning then, does it keep the same you know, web address or URL, or has it got the Ning bit at the end? Is it always something new?
No, you can customize it. So you can add your own. If you have your own domain name, within Ning, you can actually set it up so that it goes to your domain name. So they never see the Ning domain name at all.
And what ones have you done a couple on that? Have you on Ning or?
Yeah, I don't have any currently. I did like jobsandsocialmedia.com, which is still up.
And you sold it, yeah.
And that's on a Ning site with Job-O-Matic on the back end. So take a look at that. There's some other sites out there, like I think BlockIslandJobs.com has a Ning and Job-O-Matic backend. You can take a look at that.
I mean, the key is to specialize, isn't it? I mean, there's a couple of areas in the sort of technology space I've worked in, which are, you know, which are very specialist. I think it could work in there, but also. Yeah, I've looked, and you've done some stuff in the green sector as well, have you? I mean, that seems sort of it's going to probably get overworked, that sector. But there's obviously in Europe, it's a massive growth market still. So it seems like an interesting sector to play in as well.
Yeah, you know, the green job market over here in the U.S. anyway, it got kind of hot a couple years ago. That's why I started getting into it, and I still own sites today like Jobs and SolarPower.com, for example. The last year or so, it really kind of took a little bit of a dive over here, for various reasons. But, you know, over in Europe, I think green is much more, active, I would say. I know someone who owns, I think solarjobs.com, I think it's a growth market. I'm not sure when the growth's going to happen. I'm still waiting for it, but, I think there's growth there. I'm just not sure how long it's going to take to really come around. Maybe it may be, you know, 3 to 5 years from now, who knows, but at least over here in the U.S. anyway. But globally, it's a strong growth market, I think. And it doesn't have, I mean, it has some competition out there, but it's still new enough, I think, that you could potentially, you know, build something there. I think it depends on how you sort of target it.
Yeah. I mean, it's fast as well, isn't it? The whole energy sector is, you know, there's so many different facets to it.
And, yeah, you know, what's big over here is like the oil and gas industry, especially with like natural gas is really strong. They just discovered all these new natural gas formations all across the U.S., so that part of the industry is really hiring right now.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm thinking of also, is using this to complement my existing sort of business in terms of, you know, I've traditionally done the executive search side of it, which is, you know, proactively talking and discussing opportunities with candidates. So, yeah, I'm thinking if I can, some of the sort of perhaps slightly lower end roles, which I don't typically work on, but clients still require, it's something I can point them directly to my, you know, to a site, you know, without them, I can make them aware it's my site, or it can be something that they can advertise on. And, you know, there's like people like a monster and stuff, they're so vast. And
right.
Most of the content you get there is absolute nonsense.
Right.
And you get just a whole mash of just irrelevant people, you know, which is frustrating. So, you know, I'm thinking if I can link that in with what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis, you know, and then pointing people, you know, to sort of pay for the vacancy sort of advertising. So it's a different model, isn't it?
It's a very good point. And I think executive recruiter staffing firms, a job board is a really great sort of, you know, number one, it's a lead generation tool for candidates. So if you need, you know, if you're looking to build your candidate database and it's particular niche, a job board is a great way to do that. It's supplemental income. It just really, to me, it's a natural progression for any executive recruiter or staffing firm to have a job board. And I've actually talked to a lot of guys like yourself who either wanted to start one or already had one created. So it's definitely something that I'd recommend for guys like you.
Would you keep it separate? How people that
you can do
it.
You can do it either way. You can totally keep it separate and just use it as sort of a, you know, an easy way to get candidates and build that up. Or you can sort of make it part of your overall company. Now, if you do that, if you do make it part of your overall company, you know, you could potentially take away from, you could cannibalize another part of it. You know, if you're looking the you know, if you tell a company on one hand you could post a job or you could hire me to go find you a person, that's something I think you have to decide.
Yeah.
I'll leave it up to you how you want to deal with that. But
I think that could be a confused message, isn't it? Almost. I could almost target them almost two different ways. You know, you're almost a different person can talk about one thing and be unrelated to me, which could be interesting as well.
Right. I think for the most part, what I've seen is that most executive recruiters or staffing firms hide the fact that they own it. If I had to pick a trend here, but it's really up to you. You know, as far as, you know, marketing goes, like I said, content is number one. And it's going to take you, depending on the niche you target, time to rank in Google and things like that. You know, the more competitive the niche, the longer it will take you to rank for certain terms. But you can start picking up long tail keywords and long tail, you know, results from Google if you really focus on the content. And then you can start, basically, once you start getting postings, you can push them out to the aggregators like Indeed or Simply Hired to also get traffic. So once you start getting job postings on the site, you take your feed of job listings and you tell Indeed and Simply Hired, I'd like to advertise with you. And they take your feed and then you pay them a quarter a click to get that traffic.
Right.
So that's another way you're going to get traffic in the long run.
Okay, so you can do it both ways.
Right.
So you can pull their jobs onto your board and vice versa.
Exactly. And that's one of the easiest ways to get traffic. You do have to spend to get it. And you will spend a minimum of, you're probably going to have to spend anywhere from $500 to a couple thousand a month, depending on the search engine, the job search engine. They do have minimums, I think. So they're always changing. Be prepared to spend money there.
You've got to make quite an investment. Haven't you, early on, just to build that traffic, haven't you?
Yeah. You can also check out like CareerJet.com. They don't really have a minimum. I use them for several of my sites. I only spend a couple hundred dollars a month. So you can start with some of the smaller ones, maybe, like CareerJet and Juju.com, which is JUJU.com.
Yeah, and that's why I was thinking about the community side of things, because then you're a slower burner, aren't you? But you're building up.
Right.
You're building up a proper business, aren't you, Rob?
Exactly. And, when you're doing the community side, you're building up one thing you have to get is your email address, and you can start an email newsletter and, build up that email profile or that email database over time, because that in itself will also become very, very valuable once you start to have some significant numbers in there. So you definitely want to concentrate also on email marketing and getting that information. Now, Ning comes with a sort of a built-in email platform.
Mm-hmm.
Which lets you send newsletters whenever you want. It's great. That's another sort of piece of Ning that people often overlook, is that it's basically, instead of going out and paying MailChimp or iContact $50 a month to collect email addresses, well, Ning does that for you already. So it's built into their software, which is nice.
Yeah, which is good. I think with my sort of business at the moment, I've got probably a database of 10,000 people on it. I've spoken to over the last sort of 10 years, and it's sort of trying to develop those candidates or people.
Yeah, that's great, because you already have a database there already. You can actually take that to jumpstart the community side.
That's what I'm thinking. It's just targeting, isn't it? It's that niche. That's what sort of keeps coming through, is that niche side of things, isn't it, in terms of making it relevant for the people who are looking for those sorts of jobs, isn't it, and those sorts of opportunities.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And they want that content, they want to know about how to get a job in an industry, or what the salaries are like, or whatever it is around that niche. Think like a reporter or a news editor, and give them that content.
Yeah. Yeah. Typically with your sort of sites there, you think it takes a year before you sort of make any revenues from it? Is it just a question of...
I do. Yeah. I think you have to think long-term with a new job board if you're starting from scratch. Okay? Too many people give up in the first 6 months and just kind of they don't see any results and they kind of let it go. And that's the worst thing you can do. You really have to have a long-term time horizon with job boards. You already have basically a full-time job, so just start it slowly in your spare time and let it grow. Don't spend a ton of time on it initially. Just get it out there, get it indexed in the search engine, start to build content, and I'd say a year down the road, that's when you really start ramping up the marketing portion. Because by that point, you'll have, if you have a community that you started already, you'll have X number of people in your community. And when you start getting job postings, then you can really start marketing it. You may pick up postings in that first year. Hopefully you do. But I think after a year is really when you can really provide value for employers. Up until then.
When you've developed a new job board, do you actually go directly to these different companies or organizations and sell the proposition to them, or do you just let it build up via the web as such?
Okay, well, in terms of selling the job board to employers, I've always gone sort of the electronic route. I don't have any salespeople. Many job boards have salespeople, so you could hire a salesperson. That's really a sort of a business decision you need to make.
Yeah.
But beyond that, there's a variety of things you can do electronically to get employers. Number one is advertising on Facebook and Google. That's the one thing you could do. Obviously, that costs money. If you want to do something for free, you basically search the other job boards in your niche in your industry, mm-hmm. and you collect leads. You get their email addresses, you get their phone numbers, you see who's hiring, and then you go and target those people.
Yeah.
You can use software like Email Grabber to actually do that for you, which I do as well.
How does that work, an Email Grabber?
It's called Email Grabber. Basically, you tell it a website they want to go look at, so you plug in the job board URL. It'll actually go and find all the email addresses on that website. And then you can take those emails and send them a marketing email on your end.
Okay. Interesting. Though.
Yeah. That's how I get the majority of my new customers anyway.
Yeah, and that's that. When they use the email grab, that could be anyone, doesn't it? It's just your list of email addresses. You send a marketing email to them, and they obviously makes them aware of your site then.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And if you just concentrate on the job boards, well, those are companies that are already hiring. Those are your hot leads. All those emails will be basically employers and recruiters who are looking to hire. So that's your target audience. You know, beyond that, you can do offline stuff like job fairs and things like that, which I've done as well. The sites you're thinking about starting, is it going to be UK based? Is it going to be global?
I think it'd be UK and Europe. I think that I've got two ideas. I mean, one is obviously the whole green thing, which is interesting and completely new to me, but relevant to what I do now, which is in the enterprise IT software sector, which is, there was a company which is acquired by a company called Oracle. You must have heard of Oracle, the big, big software giant. They acquired a company, niche product, who sold technology to the retail community, people like in the UK, it's people like Tesco's or Walmart, I suppose, people like those guys, to optimize their supply chain. So anyway, I work with some clients and I place people with them, for sort of high end project managers, technical people, which is a little bit left field from what I traditionally do. And they keep coming back to me and saying, can you find me a consultant? And there's a community of people in that sector who either work on a contract basis or work on a permanent hire. But there's no one who sort of I can't see anyone who sort of specifically, our companies do that, but not on a, through a job board type of scenario. So that's what I was, one of my ideas really, to think that if I targeted that niche, and built out A, it would give me candidates who I could talk to. That's why I was going to keep the two separate.
Yep.
And secondly, I was thinking you could almost have a spin-off from that where, because some of these companies, like a retailer, may want a guy in for a six-month contract. So, you know, they could use the facility to advertise, find the candidate, and I could obviously still offer the opportunity to perhaps contract through the site as such, or through a sort of sister company or something, you know, as a contract type of thing, and make a margin on the candidate. So. Sort of a couple of different sort of ideas there, really. But, you know, again, perhaps, and then these guys that I talk to, they're all over UK, Europe, mainly that sort of sector. So I was going to keep it into that niche to start with, you know, rather than going too broad.
You think, right.
You know, what's your view on that?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the more niche you can get, the better. You know, there are things like, you can even go really targeted, like to just a specific type of job title. That's the most niche you can get, basically. Niche job boards are very valuable, I think. I'm selling my local job boards, and the regional stuff like mine has a certain amount of – there's a ceiling as to who would want to buy something like that. But a niche job board is much more valuable. Since my stuff is regional, it only targets a certain region, but a niche job board can target a global community or, you know, a larger country community. So I think there's, it's slightly more attractive in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting as well.
Do you build your sites with a view, or are you thinking longer term? If I can build some value into here, there's a proposition for someone to come buy it. Then is that sort of the end goal for you in terms of some of the sites you build?
It's possible. Now, when you're talking about buying, are you talking about, you can sell something for $10,000 or you can sell it for $100,000. It really depends on how big your site is and how much revenue you have.
Yeah.
And you're only going to get probably, if it's a small job board, let's say it makes, let's say it made 20 grand last year.
Mm-hmm.
$20,000. And if it was an industry that was up and coming, you might be able to get 2x for it, 2x revenue.
Yeah.
That's basically what I've seen small job boards like that go for these days.
Mm.
If it's a declining industry, you'd be lucky to get what you made for it in 1 year. A lot of other job boards, when they buy other job boards, They're all really looking for sites that are kind of on a decline, where the seller's really motivated to get rid of it, and that's when they like to buy stuff cheaply, basically. So unless you have a growing business that makes a decent coin, you're not going to get premium for it.
Mm-hmm. So you think if you build up a niche and build out a job board and put the effort in there, you think there's still the rewards to sort of gain from that? There's still the opportunity in the market.
But again, I think it's a long-term proposition.
Yeah.
You're talking about if you want to, make some decent money on a job board, if you want to sell, you got to think 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to build, take a site that's after 1 year and pay you a premium dollar for it.
No.
It's just too.
Is that what your goal is? Is to sort of create job boards, build them out, and then think, right, I can start selling them and create, and then so people who don't want to do that donkey work, that leg work, take them over. I suppose that's the idea.
Right. By that point, by 3 to 5 years later, you have X number of links to your website. You have X number of visitors. You have X number of revenue. You're established, and they're looking to basically take all those positive points and bring them over to their site. So, especially the SEO stuff. If your site's really highly ranked and you've got tons of backlinks,
how do you get the links, the backlinks? What are those? What do you mean by that?
So, now this is part of the SEO part of the equation here. You have to basically, every day of your job board, think about how to get links back to it, whether that's putting out a press release, whether that's writing a guest post on someone else's blog, which then links back to your site. You need to get other people to link to you to increase your search engine ranking.
Okay.
And preferably get them linked to you with those keywords that you're targeting. So if you're targeting green jobs, you want the words green jobs in that link somehow coming back to your website. That tells Google, hey, this job board is about green jobs. Press releases, you can pay for links or you can try to get them organically.
Yeah.
You can write a guest post on someone else's blog. You can ask for a link, which is sort of the most time-intensive, hardest thing to do. You can pay someone to do that for you. There's plenty of marketing companies out there who will help you do some of that stuff.
If you were in, a niche, and if you set up a number of different sort of blogging type websites, you could drive those backlinks to your own site, couldn't you?
Sure. There's article sites like eZine. I think it's eZine Articles. There's a whole bunch of article submission sites where you can basically write an article and then include a backlink to yourself.
Right.
So that's one way. I like press releases a lot because you can get some pretty good backlinks through there. Even your own blog on your site, you should be backlinking into your job board portion.
How do you backlink in then? You put the
let's say on your blog section, you wrote a post about salaries. mm-hmm. in the green job industry. And he talked about salaries for solar installers. You can take that word solar installers and link it to whatever solar installers are on your site, on your job board.
That's very right.
And that's called back. That's called, you know, internal deep linking into your own site. That's part of SEO as well. So, you know, wherever you can link to your site from other parts of your site, you know, is good.
Okay, that's interesting, isn't it? So really, to get things going, I can either go two routes, couldn't I? I can either, to get a feel for the whole thing, it's like to either go to like a Jobomatic and kick things off and get a feel for it, or I could go to like a Neen site and link in with a Jobomatic and just start off a community and just, you know, build that out gradually, couldn't I? Would that be a sort of a sensible way? What would you sort of think is a sensible way forward? So, like tomorrow morning, I'm sat here and think, right, I'm going to spend some time getting this going. You know, would you say, right, build a community page and then link in Jobomatic? Or would you think just Jobomatic? I mean, you're talking, you know, real novice, so.
Yeah. Look, that's the easiest, cheapest way to start it. And if you just want to get your feet wet, that's the way I would go. Neen will cost you, it's like a $25 a month for Neen. That's their cheapest, package basically that you'll need. I think the most you can spend on Neen is like $50 a month. So for all the services and stuff they have. But I think all you need is the sort of the mid-tier one. And Jobomatic's free. So, you know, all you need is $25 to get started.
Yeah. So that'd be the way forward. Set up a Neen site. Link in the Jobomatic.
The other part that you probably should spend some money on is getting a logo. And I recommend, you know, putting a project up on 99designs.com, for example. Get yourself a really nice logo, because Neen and Jobomatic are great, but without a nice looking design, it's going to look horrible. So spend some money on a logo and have your web guy. The Neen interface itself, if you make that your homepage, basically, it's very customizable. And I've seen nice implementations of Neen, and I've seen badly designed implementations of Neen. So spend a lot of time on getting the design right, and that starts with a good logo.
And do you need a web guy to do that, or is it something that's pretty straightforward to do?
Yeah, your web guy can set Neen up. It's all you do is basically upload your logo into it, and just configure the colors and the layout of it. And that's all done through like basically drag and drop on the web page itself. So there's no technical knowledge needed for Neen.
So I could do that myself. Really.
Yeah, you could do it yourself too.
I've got someone there as well. He's done.
If you want me to sort of critique it afterwards, I could do that for you as well and tell you what I would change.
Yeah.
Things like that, you know.
I read that sort of could be useful, couldn't it? Just to sort of.
What I do is critiquing other sites and telling them what I would change, what they're doing wrong. Because design is really, to me, is really important in any website overall. If it doesn't look good, people are not going to trust you to use it. If it looks horrible, if it looks horrible, then it's going to perform horrible, basically. So
there's a lot of them I've looked at. They just look overcomplicated and just look, you know, confused about the message. It's not clear, is it? So I think that is probably a critical part. It's got to look professional. It's got to look like it's easy to maneuver through the site, hasn't it? I think.
Yep.
What would you look to pay for a design on 99? What's sort of a good sort of target?
I paid basically, it's going to cost you, I think the cheapest you could go is probably like $300. The last logo I got on there cost me $500.
Okay.
So it's not that expensive.
No, it's fine,
And it's an investment that's well worth it because, a good logo will go a long way towards establishing trust in your site and just making you look professional. So it's hard to put a price on that.
Yeah. And then do you from like the Ning and the Dramatic, and you link that back into things like your Twitter or Facebook, and
yeah, and that's a good point, because you can take that and link it into your social media stuff. Like on Ning, there's on the Ning homepage, you can basically set up RSS feeds.
Mm-hmm.
So you just basically take a box that says RSS, drag it over to where you want it on the page,
mm-hmm.
and then you just add the RSS feed of whatever you have, whether it's your Twitter account, whether it's your job listings, whatever it is, your blog.
Yeah.
Just pop it on right there, and it'll backfill with that RSS feed. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And does that allow Jobomatic or the Ning allow the person to import their profile? Straight from like a LinkedIn or from a Facebook?
I'm not sure if Ning has that. I know they might have a login feature, like a login with their Facebook account. Now, if you want people to basically register with their LinkedIn stuff, you know, like a smart job board has that built in, that software. And I think JobMount does too. Maybe even WebJobs. But yeah, that particular job board software, those vendors are starting to get more social media friendly, and they're letting you log in with your LinkedIn profile and things like that.
Yeah.
So
what would the next one up from Jobomatic, where that's just literally post and candidates look at it? What's the next one where they can actually, you know, register and upload, say, a CV and things like that? Because that's been, really,
any of those other ones I mentioned. So we're talking about also a company like JobTarget. JobTarget.com, Smart Job Board, Job Board Mount, Web Jobs.
The price on those depends on what you do.
Yeah, most of those come with a setup fee, except for Web Jobs. Remember, Web Jobs is the one that you buy. It's the software that you buy.
Yeah.
Put in your own server. It's like $800 or something like that.
Right.
I'm not sure what exact features they have, but any one of those is sort of the next step up from Jobomatic.
I suppose, yeah. I suppose you start with Jobomatic, you still collect the data, don't you? You still get the guy, the people who register. Can they register on Jobomatic? So you still get their name, their email address, contact details?
Only employers.
Only employers, you get the employer stuff.
Yeah, there's no job seeker registration at all. All they can do is search for jobs. If you have Ning in place, you can use that to actually create profiles. When a user registers on your Ning site, you can customize the profile that they have to fill out.
Yeah.
So you can say to them, okay, who are you? Where do you live? What's your job title? What's your dream job? Whatever it is. You can customize the questions yourself. So you can specify exactly what you want them to fill out on the profile side. And that becomes a public profile on Ning, so there's no resume upload per se, but you can make them fill out a profile to describe themselves. That's just not the resume. So.
Yeah, and you can capture their contact details as well.
Right, exactly, yep.
So I'm just thinking from my side of things, that's also, you know, a useful piece as well, isn't it, if I can work that through.
Right.
So I can use that then with my... Yeah, more of the executive search side of things, if I'm building that out, just to sort of work through on it. Okay. But I think really the key is to still, you say, get a good logo, start off small, and you gradually build it, don't you? I suppose, like you say, people get fed up because you're trying to, you know, it takes time to build the content, to build the traffic, and it's just a question of you've got to look at it for the long haul, haven't you? The long road.
Exactly. It's no get-rich-quick scheme, that's for sure.
No. But obviously, as you build them out, you've made a living from doing it, which is good news, isn't it?
So. You know, I think at the very least, it'll be a supplemental income for yourself, you know, after a year or two. And that's the way to start thinking about it. You know, unless you had, you know, 50 grand to go out and really start a new company, you know, you're not going to make money, that much money right away, so.
No, you're not going to advertise it. It's getting you're talking about getting the traffic, isn't it? I mean, that's the key to it all, but you've got to work on that and build that brand out, haven't you, so people when they search, they come to you. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, I like the way you say, you know, it's you're building a brand basically. So. Definitely,
I think that's the key for me. I'm trying to build something more for the, you know, for the longer term, build a brand out rather than just, you know. I think you get more. It's a bit more rewarding. I think that would become more valuable, wouldn't it? If you can crack it, you're away, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you know, can do very well with it.
Yep. You know, we mentioned social media before, and that's another sort of key piece of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
That's also free to do, but again, it's also time intensive. So you obviously you don't want to start your own Twitter account around the site. You can want to start a Facebook page. Start with those two platforms. Use that to drive traffic as well.
Yeah.
You know.
Can you link them back into your jobs? So your jobs come up on a Twitter account and
on Facebook, you can actually use one of their apps and RSS apps, and you can take that, put it on your Facebook fan page, and just put in your jobs feed into there.
Mm-hmm.
On Twitter, you can obviously backlink to your site, and you can use the Twitter profile page to promote your site overall. Whether it's with a customized background image and things like that, just use those platforms to.
When you set those accounts up, I mean, you set them up in your name or as sort of as the company, whatever you're calling that.
Yeah. So, are you on Facebook personally?
No, not really. Well, I've got an account, but I don't really use it.
So you have to log in with that account and actually create a Facebook fan page, which will then be associated with your account. It's not going to show you as the owner, but it'll from a public perspective, it'll say whatever you want it to say. As far as a fan page goes, but there is a specific fan page area on Facebook that you go and create the actual fan page on.
Right.
So it's separate from a personal profile.
Yeah. It's linked to you, but then you can obviously that's your company page.
Right. You become the administrator of that page in Facebook's eyes.
And then you can download that again. Can you download your logo on their Twitter account and your?
Yep,
Facebook
you can
account,
upload
yeah.
your logo into the Facebook page, and you can put some apps into it if you want to customize it more, and things like that. And then you can link it to your blog, so that when you publish your blog, it publishes into Facebook automatically.
Yeah,
same thing.
That's the blog you write on Ning, is it? You do that on Ning.
Right.
The blog.
Yep.
Yeah.
And same thing with your Twitter page. So whenever you publish your blog, you can set it up so that it goes to Facebook and Twitter and Ning automatically. So that's where you use sort of technology to leverage your time and effort.
Yeah, yeah. When you say you write a blog then, I mean, do you have to do that on through a Ning, do you? Or how would you publish your blog?
Yeah, if you're using Ning, they have a blog section, so that's what you'd use. And that gives you an RSS feed of your blog post. That RSS feed is what you take, and then that allows you to basically push out to the other other platforms, Facebook and Twitter and stuff.
And does that work back the other way as well? If you publish stuff on Twitter, it goes back into your blog on...
Yes, you can do it either way, yep.
Yeah.
I would look at it from your main content area outward. So you take your blog feed, and then you push that out to the social media platforms.
Yeah.
That's the best way.
Yeah, okay, great. I suppose what would be good, isn't it, I need to go and implement some of this and have a go, and then perhaps, we can then do another call if we can. Just you can have a look at it and say, you know, what's good, what's bad, what's indifferent, and critique it from there. It's a bit more tangible, isn't it?
Yeah. And let me send you some links to some of my Jobmatic sites so you can get an idea of the type of design I like. And I'll try and find a few more examples with Ning to show you as well.
Yeah, that'd be great. Perfect. Yeah. I've read some of the content on your site as well, so I'd like to
dig
a bit more into that.
How did you find me, by the way?
I think I did a search on just sort of job boards, and I think I popped up on YouTube, some of your video clips there.
There you go. That's another great channel to use in terms of, search engine traffic. Do some videos, as well. Create a YouTube page for your site and get some videos out there. YouTube is the second largest search engine out there, basically. So you should have a presence on there. That's
you just did that through your webcam, do you? Just through
even my iPhone. I've just taken stuff from my iPhone and just upload directly to YouTube.
Yeah.
So it's a great great platform for that.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, I think if I can do that, if you can send me some links, that'd be great, and I can have a look through on that. But I think the big question for me was just, you know, what's the best way to get going? And I think, you know, from what we've discussed, it's, you know, start with the Ning and the Job-O-Matic, isn't it? And just try and build and get a good logo, and just you just got to build it out gradually, haven't I? I suppose the more you do it, you get a feel for it, and you know, it's an area which I haven't been involved in. I know it's almost you get left behind by technology unless you're on it all the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I need to get involved. And I think that's why I was looking at it and thinking, you know, the whole recruitment sector is going to change massively. It has changed, even with the likes of LinkedIn. Candidates are now available to everyone and anyone, right. Where 10 years ago, you know, they weren't, and people had to come to us and use an executive search company to find the candidates. Well, now they feel they can go and advertise on LinkedIn. But again, it comes down to the same issues for them, is that your advert just gets lost in the other 50,000 that I've got on there, or 10,000. So again, the niche side of things, if you can build that community out, that's why my initial thoughts came to that, saying, you know, that's the value, isn't it, for the clients as well as the candidates.
And a job board also is good because it's it can be passive income, which is great. It's basically, you know, it's just like running an e-commerce site. Because everything's done online. You know, I make money 24 hours a day, basically.
Yeah.
So that's another way to think about it. It's a great source of passive income if you can sort of build that, build it up into a business.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
that's why I thought, you know, there's got to be another way to do this. Because, you know, I work on it, you know, it's hero or zero for me. It's, make a placement great. If it doesn't come off, you know, there's no income, rather than, you know, a steady stream where you're building out something. So a year's time, you've got a much better product than you had last year, and you keep building. You know, that's the benefit of it, isn't it?
Exactly. And niche job boards aren't going anywhere. They're still part of the overall recruitment landscape. You know, stuff like LinkedIn is definitely part of the future. But to me, like social media and all these sites, it's what they're best used for is engaging candidates and also sourcing them as well. So, you know, LinkedIn is just a giant resume database if you think about it.
That's right, yeah.
And that's what all these new social media things can do. But niche job boards aren't going anywhere. They're going to be here for a long time. They provide value because they target exactly the candidate that you want. And there's always going to be a need for that. So.
Yeah, and do you think, you know, when you're starting up as well, I mean, would you offer that? That we're advertising for free to potential employers for a period, or just to sort of try and get some traction? Do you think that undermines the sort of service?
I would say that, well, if you're going to use a Job-O-Matic, you can't offer free postings.
Right.
You have to pay something. You can discount them and give them a coupon code for like 90% off if you wanted to. But you can't do free stuff on Job-O-Matic anymore.
Right.
I generally don't like to do free postings as an overall guideline, but you can, you know, discount heavily if you need to get them on board.
Yeah, just I suppose take the pain away, and they won't say prove, but I suppose it's just a balance. But
like I have a site called JavaForHire.com for Java developers.
Yeah,
and the last time I sent out an email to an email prospect, she emailed back, "Can I try it?" And I said, "No, but I'll give you 90% off. It'll cost you just $10 to try it." She said, "Okay," and she posted it. So, $10 is better than $0. So.
Well, yeah, exactly, Buy you a couple of beers.
Exactly.
That's amazing. All right, great. That's brilliant. Thank you for your time. I think if you can drop me some links, that'd be great. I can just do a bit more research, but I think I need to, you know, pull the trigger as such and just get stuck in, and then, you know, you learn by doing, don't you?
So. Exactly. That's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. Learn by doing. It's an experiment. Yeah. You know, it's at the very least, you will learn something from this new journey you're going to go on. And, you know, it's There's a saying called "There's no such thing as failure. There's only feedback."
Yeah.
So you know, take that to heart.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Great stuff. Well, that's good. Good to talk to you. And I'll look out for those links. And you know, I'll probably be back in touch once I've got myself going. And you know, look for your input.
Hi, Richard. It was great talking to you. And good luck. And we'll talk soon.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye.